This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Christians of various stripes are asking questions about whether a Vatican conference is more about upholding life or whether it is merely engaging secularists who disagree with church positions on abortion and euthanasia. In either case, the Vatican's Pontifical Academy for Life is entertaining speakers in the Vatican at odds with a sound life ethic. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra and his counterpart in Pennsylvania are arguing that women have constitutional rights to contraception paid for by their employers. But they are not getting the Little Sisters of the Poor to concede their religious conscience rights, something quite distinctly expressed in the Constitution. They had their attorneys with the Beckett Fund file a brief seeking dismissal of the California-Pennsylvania suit that targets their constitutional rights. This is Life News Radio. Your knowledge and embrace of sacred scripture is a vital component of bringing to our culture the prophetic nature of our baptismal call. If ever there was a time for Christians to simply and eloquently and prophetically point out God's way in this world, it is today. Read your Bible. Let God's written word come to life in you. And let's make a culture of life. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control, an oddly named agency to review either abortion or pregnancy, as neither is any kind of disease, nevertheless, shows another 2% drop in elective abortions, a new low, even lower than those counted 2 years before the Roe v. Wade decision. And Texas federal judge Lee Yackel has struck down another pro-life measure, this one the Texas ban on D&E abortions. The ruling was expected, and so should be its appeal. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.